Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 718 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, States Exhibit L, a small whip handle found by Detective McWorth at the pencil factory. States Exhibit, M clothes worn by Mary Fagan, consisting of hat, hair ribbons, two, dress, corset with hose supporters attached, one broken, corset cover, knit underwear, underskirt, drawers, right leg torn and soiled with blood, pair of silk garters, pair of hose, pair of low shoes, handkerchief, parasol. States Exhibit, N, copy of the minutes of the State Board of Health, found on pages 144, 145 thereof, reading as follows. The President then addressed the Board at length on his reasons for thinking that the Secretary should be requested to resign, the subjects dealt with being too enormous and too lengthy to be included here in their entirety. After the President's address, the Board adjourned and reassembled again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at which time Dr. Harris's side of the controversy was heard. The Secretary not having been present, it was transpired following this was not in a position to take note as to the proceeding, but was informed by members of adjournment that it was their wish that he should still continue as Secretary and Director of the Laboratories. The President then made a short statement in support of his protest against the Secretary, and reiterated some of the charges made at the previous meeting, and in addition made objections to the Secretary's salary being $2,500, to which he took exception. And he then made tests on 64 specimens of milk, only 24 of which were properly labeled, and also condemning the Secretary for replacing Dr. Pamlin and personally taking up the investigation of the malaria epidemic around the pond of the Central Georgia Power Company. The President then stated that he would publish the charges against the Secretary if the Board did not take such action regarding them as he thought right and proper. At the conclusion of the President's address, a call was made by Dr. Hoke Smith, in which he expressed the wish of the Board that the President resign as every member of the Board wished to do what was best for the State Board of Health and the people of Georgia, and that everyone connected with the Board should be willing to bow to the decision of this body. Dr. Harris then deprecated strongly the idea of giving to the press charges the publication of which would do no good, and which could only result in harm. On the President and Secretary being recalled an hour later, the President pro tem, Dr. Benedict, read the following resolution, which had been unanimously adopted by the Board, having been moved by Dr. Harris, seconded by Dr. Brown, the resolution having been framed by a committee appointed by the Board, consisting of Drs. Benedict, Harris, and Brown, and reading as follows, that the committee appointed to frame a resolution expressing the opinion of the Board with regard to the charges preferred,